will you please join us in the salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Evening, ladies and gentlemen, this meeting is now called to order in line of the Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act. I wish to advise you that adequate notice in this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on November 15, 2016. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Council members Birdsall.
Here.
Keeler.
Present.
Kelly.
Here.
Lamia.
Here.
Lexby.
Here.
Rooney.
Here.
Okay. Before we begin with our regular agenda this evening, I just want to take 30 seconds to recognize that we have a special guest with us this evening, and that is Ms. Kathy Basco. And I understand that it's your birthday today, so on behalf of all of us, we want to wish you a happy birthday, and thank you for spending some of your day with us.
Wasn't that nice of you, Maria?
We'll have to get our meetings with remarks from the audience, so if there's anyone here who wishes to be heard on any issue, we invite you to please come forward and state your name and address for the record.
Hi, Christina Galinos, 1054 Ocean Avenue. I'm here because, as you all know, I've been here a few times, I think 3 months in a row here, about my neighbor, 1056. Everyone's probably aware that there was, you know, I've complained about what's going on next door. Her building is impacting my building. I have, like, several leaks. My tenants are complaining every day. I can't take care of them because of, her deck is attached to my building. No one wants to work on that deck. That deck is now caught fire. Luckily, my building did not catch fire. So, you know, I just feel like something really needs to be done. You know, she has just been given too much rope. And, you know, it's just, I'm just very, very frustrated.
Well, without getting into too much of the legal detail, I think you should know that it's not that nothing's being done. We are following all the legal procedures and tools that are available to us. I think our lawyer can speak to some of the details, but there's a deadline, and there's consequences, and the process is moving forward.
Yeah, there are a couple of processes going on. One was an attempt before the Construction Board of Appeals. We've given that property owner more time, but also there had previously been a suit in the matter and an agreement which was not followed. And recently a motion was filed to reopen, restate that case so we can enforce the agreement that was made.
Right, but I mean, I did request like that information. I understand, and I know that, you know, you have moved forward, but it went to appeals, and then she was granted an extension. And I don't, you know, this happened like months ago, so I think that she had, you know, that extension has come
and gone. Right. No, the deadline's running up fast.
And this is a different avenue. That was the Construction Board of Appeals. We also are now pursuing it in the New Jersey Superior Court. This is a different second avenue.
I mean, is there a light at the end of this tunnel? Because I'm really, really not seeing it. You know, and I know that I've owned the building now. It's been almost 5 years, and I know the owner before me also struggled. So, I mean, if this is going to be, you know, another 5 years, I'm going to have to jump ship here. I'm serious.
It should not take that long. When something is in the court, I'm always hesitant to give you the time frame. But to get a motion, hopefully, if all goes right, to get a motion, to enforce that settlement agreement, we should be talking months, certainly not years.
Okay. Well, I just hope that, you know, I know that, you know, I think the council has been soft on her, And now you're seeing like maybe the other side of, you know, the repercussions for, you know, the consequences from the other people in town. So I just hope that that's really, you know, put into consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other remarks in the audience? We'll move on and begin our consent agenda. We had a motion to, you want to make a motion to remove?
Motion to remove ordinance 124, 2017, and 126, 2017. I had some questions on the numbers.
Okay, so we have a motion to remove resolutions 124 and 126 from our consent agenda. That needs a second.
I'll second it.
Okay, do a roll call on that. Councilmembers Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
Rudy?
Yes.
How about we get a motion on the remaining consent agenda so that we can go back and talk about those items individually?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
This is for resolution 120, 121, 122, 123, and 125.
And 127.
And 127, excuse me. So we have a motion and a second. Councilmembers Birdsall?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I lost the train here. What was the first vote? I thought that was...
The first vote was to remove resolutions 124 and 126.
I got you. Okay.
And so this is the vote on the remaining consent agenda.
Yes.
Okay, Councilman Kelly?
126 yes. Is the sign though, right? 24 and 25 aren't both tied to the bulkhead?
No, 25 is the performance bond reduction. That's separate. That's basically just that.
But that's for the bulkhead as well, yes.
It is for the bulkhead, but it's a performance bond. That wasn't what I had questions on.
Okay.
Sorry.
Councilman Lambert?
Yes.
Councilman Lexi?
Yes.
Councilman Reed?
Yes.
Okay, so now let's take on resolution 124, 2017, and that's the increase for the bulkheads and stormwater pump station. Councilman, talk to us about what your questions are with the apparent discrepancy is.
Well, I did go through, and he's got my copy, so if you don't mind me taking that back to your friend, I'll give you a copy.
And this one I had a chance to take a look at, Kevin. I think we can clarify it. If you would look at the second page where certification of funds statement, the $1,093.70. I would just ask you to cross check that. That seems to be the delta between.
Well, it is the delta. It is the delta, but when the numbers came up, it was off by. When I ran the numbers, it was off by 1,000. It was off by exactly that number. I went through each of these and did the increase and decrease and plus and minus for the values that you had stated in each of the whereas clauses. And I put them all on the back and added them all up, and it didn't quite add up. So it didn't add up to the number you guys had at the final end, which was 1590945.95. My number was 1592093965, which is actually more than what you have stated here.
Yes, but I think our 1590945.
I know I shouldn't probably talk about that one. I'm just saying the numbers are wrong.
Who are you working for?
Saying numbers are wrong. Well, it's par for the course because I found two of them.
No, I appreciate that.
So.
But I think the delta is if you add the 1,093.70, our 1590 does not include that 1,093.
Okay.
That's the delta.
All right.
So it's just a matter, you didn't have it in your numbers, but if we add it, it will ultimately be added to our number and bring us to the same cumulative total.
Okay.
It's just the formatting of the resolution.
I just had a question on that one, so. All right, I'm fine with that.
And how about there's some question on resolution 126, also with plus and minus on the sign for the street sweep.
This one was a little bit more substantial. This one had a difference of $11,321.50.
Now, when I have the backup documents with me, I'm going to do a sidebar and double check our math. I don't know if we have an error or not, but I think. My expectation is that I'll be able to explain the delta in the formatting and not have a mistake in our math, but
Okay, no problem. So I want to come back to this later, or how you want to handle that, so.
Do you want to move 124 for now?
Yeah, I'll see if you guys make a motion for resolution 124-2017.
I make a motion.
I'll second it.
Councilmember Bertholz?
Yes.
Seeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Marmia?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
Bruni?
Yes.
All right, moving on, we have our ordinances.
Do you want me to make a motion to introduce?
Yeah, we need a motion to introduce ordinance number 13-2017, and this is our sign ordinance.
So moved. Second.
Councilmember Bertholz?
Yes.
Seeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Marmia?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
Bruni?
Yes.
So the public hearing on this ordinance is going to be held on August 1st, 2017, and advertised according to law. And we have our new business and the payment of vouchers.
So move on the vouchers?
Second.
Motion is second, councilmember Bertholz?
Yes.
Seeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Marmia?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
Bruni?
Sorry.
Moving on, we have our council committee reports. First up is beach and grants, chaired by Councilman Ramos.
So we've started off our year with not the greatest weather we've ever experienced. It's up and down, it's cold, but we had a good 4th of July week. It was improved over 2016. In the guarded beaches, we had 4,339 visitors on the beaches over that holiday. Yesterday, we started the junior lifeguard program, the first pass. There are 100 juniors in the program for that first session. It's a really good turnout. All lifeguards have completed their USLA mandatory training hours, and we are back to the Highlands with lifeguards. They had some challenges up there with their water quality, but the beaches are open again. And we get some street cleaning activity downtown in exchange for that, as well as some other perks. Don is evaluating a webcam for the beach to have a live feed. So he's exploring that, and I think it'd be a good idea for people to see what's going on at the beach. Some people don't want to take the ride until they know what's going on, right? And the dune committee is going to meet on July 29th and start the plan for the fall. And we'll get you a recap of what they're looking to do for that and make sure it is Audubon safe.
When is that?
The meeting?
You said what day?
July 29th, Saturday, end of month.
What time?
9 o'clock. And other than that, progress. Why, you don't get up at 9?
It's too early.
Thank you, councilman. Our next report is finance insurance court, and volunteer liaison, Councilman Keeler.
Yes, Mayor, we, your packet, you found the audit report for 2016. It was really an excellent report. There were no open questions, no negative comments. It was very positive in every regard. I want to commend Mike Bascom for his great assistance in that. He went back, oh, maybe 10 years ago, the audit report was multi-pages on comments, so this is excellent. There's been no decision yet by the state on our Sandy loans. That's still pending. And if you notice also, in one of the resolutions, the grace period for the third quarter has been extended. That's because the state and the county are having some procedural problems with paperwork on tax data, et cetera. So that has an effect on each of the municipalities. So there's a delay factor, and we have to give our residents notification that there's a grace period before they have to pay. I'm going, Wednesday is the, I'm sorry, Thursday, always conflicts with our workshop, but Thursday is a monthly meeting at the JIF. It was over safety and also the claims, and I'll report back on that if anything unusual comes up. Again, my contact with the court, they're very pleased, everything's going well. Other than that, progress, Mayor.
Thank you, Counselor. Next up, we have Personnel, Public Relations, and Recreation, Chairperson Marcy.
I don't have anything on Personnel, Public Relations, and Recreation. We have, the sign is up, digital sign. I think it looks great, and it really increases our ability to communicate with everyone in town because we aren't stuck putting letters up and being stuck with one message over a long period of time. So I think that's positive. Sea Breeze, we're looking at another issue coming out, hopefully early August. We're working on it right now. Right now, we have the Movies on the Beach going on every single Thursday at dusk. On July 13th, which is this Thursday, we have The League of Their Own. On July 20th, we have, I believe it's pronounced Moana. I'm not a Disney person, so I don't really know. And July 27th is Jaws. So, why is it on Thursday? Because we wanted to turn Thursdays into a happening night in Seabright.
I can't see the beaches on the moon.
So they can go karaokeing at the dive, or they can come see Jaws. It all works out. Yeah, so I'm going to have to go to, I probably would do my best.
I watch Jaws on the beach every year.
Let's see. Farmers Market is doing extremely well from all reports that I'm hearing. If people haven't been yet, you really should go. Highly recommend the pierogies. I highly recommend the mozzarella. I mean, it's amazing. And everything else that's going on there. They're telling me that the turnout's been phenomenal this year. And then we have yoga. Sunset yoga every Thursday at 7 p.m. So Thursdays are happening.
And drums.
And what?
Drums.
Drums, yes. But I don't think that's being run through us, though, the drums. I know someone's doing it. I saw an ad for it.
They were out there last night. I heard them.
But I don't think that's
the same thing that was going on before Sandy.
Yeah.
Pre-Sandy, they had it. No, it was just after Sandy. It was fantastic.
No, we always had the lady who was, who founded it, she unfortunately passed.
Yes.
So somebody brought it back.
Okay. Yeah, someone's doing it. I did see it on Facebook. I actually forgot about it because I don't think it's being run through REC. But still, yeah. Is that on Thursdays also?
No, on Monday.
During the movies?
It's on Monday nights.
It's on Monday nights?
That's good.
There was Monday.
Yeah. And then also on the side, the planning board had its last meeting, which was June 30th, I believe. It did adopt the master plan. So that should be, if it hasn't already, we don't have copies of it in our mailbox, I don't think, but we should all get copies, and there should be the final adopted version should be on the website if it isn't already. So that was done, and council's going to have to work on now adopting new zoning ordinances to be in conformance with the master plan. So that's something that everybody needs to start thinking about, whether we want to form a committee to do that or how we want to go about getting that going. So. Those are my highlights, other than that, progress.
Thank you, Councilman. Next up, we have Public Safety, Education, and Library, chaired by Councilman Ring.
Okay. First, I just want to say the DPW has been doing an amazing job. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. They're picking up paper, and the blower is going. I mean, they really are doing a great job. And like Mark said about the sign, I mean, I drive my truck around all night, and our sign is right up there, man. That sign is rocking. That is a cool sign. We got it. It's one of the best signs around.
I mean, I agree.
But not much going on with the library, except it's being built. And Thursday at the workshop meeting, we're going to have a company come in and go over all the furniture and the color coordination of what's going to be in the library, so that's real exciting to see what they're going to bring forward to us. Something I wanted to the police, I mean, they've been doing an amazing job. I just got some figures from the chief on tickets that they've been writing compared to 2016 from Memorial Day up to July 7th. 2016, they wrote 315 tickets. This year they wrote 433. They're up 118 tickets, which is 40%, basically, in a little over a month. So, you know, you hear both sides. You hear some people say that we're too strict, but I think at the end of the day, I mean, we're getting it done. It's the first year enforcing the 30-minute parking, but one of the things that I've seen, which shows that the 30-minute parking is working, is you'll see the town's lot full, and you'll see parking spaces open in front of the businesses, which is what you really want, that 30-minute parking, you know, and I'm sure we'll get better at it. We probably need another officer maybe next year to, you know, get it real. We can really, but everybody's catching on to it. I mean, you can see all the business owners, they're realizing they can't park in front of their stores because they're, I mean, we do have business owners that park in front of their stores, which is unbelievable. But the police, they've done a great job. Education, we'll just go with progress on education. I did have a couple of things I wanted to add with the paid parking, because we did make some big decisions last year. One of them was putting in paid parking, and we all had our opinions, and I know if paid parking didn't go as well as it's going, we'd be hearing from the people that were against it. So just an interesting statistic here with the beach. Because seasonal badge holders used to come to our meetings and you'd see them around town and they'd say, I don't know why I buy this badge because there's nowhere to park. And I know one of the things that I was telling them when we put paid parking in is it's going to open up the parking so you can go to the beach. And the statistics show that that is true. In 2015, prior to paid parking, seasonal badge holders that we saw from Memorial Day to this date, I got these figures today from Don, we saw 4,138 seasonal badge holders in 2015 prior to paid parking. 2016, the same time frame, we saw 6,754. This year, with like six or seven bad days, we've seen 7,777 seasonal badge holders from Memorial Day to date. Wow. That's up 3,600. So it's, that's it. And so the town makes money from the paid parking. The seasonal badge holder gets to go to the beach, and the paid parking will eventually pay the bonds. Am I allowed to say that?
Those numbers won't work at Story Charlie. We're
She's not here.
I said those numbers tell a good story. Thank you for bringing that out.
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, talking like from 4,000 to 30, yeah, plus 37,000, you're almost talking double. Charlie. So the seasonal badge holder, what, somebody asked me something?
Oh, do you know what the paid parking's at right now?
Paid parking today is just under 100.
Okay.
With six bad days, you know, so yeah, I mean, it's actually
a waypoint. That's kind of what you figured.
Yeah, last year, July 21st, we were at 115. And last year we had an amazing storm.
Sure.
I mean, so it's
cool.
Yeah. Cheers. And I remember people saying we wouldn't even get to 100, right? Remember that? Oh, you're not even going to get to 100. You're not going to pay the kiosks. You remember that argument?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember that.
I think I made that argument.
You made that argument. And then the Andy Rooney swim is coming. So, and this year's T-shirt will have piping clovers on it. It does. Other than that, progress.
Thank you, Councilman. Next up, we have Public Works, the Building Department, Code Enforcement, chaired by Councilman Gersall.
All right, Brian, you got to talk about the progress on the...
Yeah, cover what you want. Just cover whatever you want. I'll get.
Just leave it after. They didn't put much in here. So, all right, so our new work informant, Sean Thomas, he attended a MEL leadership skills training for new supervisors on June 12th, 19th, and the 26th. These were all-day training sessions, so he's up to par on whatever that piece of information is there. Let's see what else we got. The DPW has been working really hard to clean up to keep the streets clean, the parking lots, get rid of any buildup of excess sand and weeds from the new areas, all the new landscaped areas in and around the beach clubs and the public parking lots. They've been doing a great job keeping the town clean, as Charlie mentioned, and cleaning up the sand in the Borough Hall parking lots as well, as well as the Municipal and Peninsula House lots, including all the weeding and everything. They just put in some metal stakes and rope around some of the landscaped areas to prevent people from walking through our nice brand of landscaping and crushing the roots and all that good stuff that we don't want them to do. All the bad stuff we don't want them to do. Which I thought was a great idea. So, let's see. They met with the bunch of folks, TNM, JCP&L, New Jersey American Water, Kremer and Son, regarding the River Street bulkhead construction on July 6th. They're hoping to get that started sometime in the next 2 weeks. Other than that, progress.
Thank you, Councilman.
Oh, one other thing, I apologize. We've had 29 new permits scheduled and 13 permit updates, as well as 2 new building permits. Of those, we had 2 new building permits and 39 rehabs and 1 demolition.
Wow. Just keep moving through.
We have 2 new buildings. Oh, and then also on the building thing, we also had one of our houses in town just got put in 3 major architecture magazines. So the one up on North End that looked like it was going to be a whole bunch of storage containers on top of each other actually came out really, really nice. And I'm glad they did an amazing job with the house. So, you know, and they really.
It's in New York Times, right?
It's in New York Times and 2 other landscaping or architecting
magazines.
I learned that I had asked for $4 million, so I hope I get something. Beautiful house.
We'll know eventually.
Huh? Where's the third one? Did you say there were 3 houses?
No, there's 2. I said 2 new building permits.
Oh, 2. Those new houses that were in these, you know, the baby.
Well, that one was in way before, though. That house was built way before. It just looked like.
Joe saw an article on the one that's down by the key in Florida.
Yeah.
Right, in the paper. Was it in the paper?
That was more about decorating.
But it's getting around. It's getting some.
Yes, it's cool. See, right.
And apparently, one newspaper said we're the best small town in New Jersey.
Yeah.
It looks like Foxy List, right?
It just got
the best little town to visit in every state, and Seabright represented New Jersey.
It's pretty cool.
Councilman Kelly, you're up last. Seabright Recovery Capital Plan, Flood Control and Beautification.
Sounds good. Thanks. The cell tower is still moving along. They dropped off the local permit applications last week. And I know the town requested additional information on those, but that's the last step they need to get the local permits pulled, and then they can go ahead and construct the permanent cell tower behind Borough Hall here. Most of you probably noticed the beach pavilion, they finished the pilings. They'll be doing some more work over the next month or so, like concrete and so forth, but basically they order the steel, so the next phase of significant construction probably won't start until the end of August when all that steel comes in. But nonetheless, they still think they're on schedule to finish by next Memorial Day, so we'll find out. I also met with our borough architect late last week, and still working on finishing the plans for the municipal building, and his firm still intends to get us the completed plans sometime before the end of August, so that we'll be able to send it out for bid and then get the bids in, review them, and then we'll award sometime after Labor Day, September, October, hopefully. Under beautification, we're just waiting for the same landscaper who worked on the streetscape to give us he's finishing up his proposals for smaller projects in North Beach and South Beach to kind of round out a lot of the beautification work that happened in the center of town this year. And aside from that, progress.
Thank you, Councilman.
We have 126 to go on.
Still doing math over there.
I think we crossed
everything.
Are we ready
to talk about Resolution 126?
I am. To whatever extent you want us to, I completely see what your outline is. The only difference in the ordinance, there was the first amount in the second whereas, the $11,317.50, which is simply missing from your outline of numbers. When you go through the multiple change orders, per this resolution, everything does add up accurately.
Mike says so.
If Mike says so, then I'm okay.
Trust him.
Make a motion.
I'm going to make a motion to approve resolution 126-2017.
I make a motion.
Second.
Councilmembers Bergstahl?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lonnie?
Yeah.
Lexi?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Just three things. Number one, I would like to announce that the Seabright Mayor and Council are in receipt of the 2016 municipal audit. As Councilman Keeler highlighted during his report this evening, this is a very good report for the Borough of Seabright. Often these audit reports come in with comment sections that are pages long and require much corrective action. I'd like to say over the years, and then corrective actions that we've taken under Mr. Bascom's direction have really put us in a good place. So our comment section is virtually empty on this audit. So thank you, Mr. Bascom. I would like to add in and just add my voice to continue commending our Department of Public Works and the great job that they're doing on cleaning up and keeping Seabright neat and clean. We threw them a big curveball, I think, with adding to their duties all this new landscaping from the streetscape, and really they're doing a great job keeping it litter free. Also our police, certainly they've expanded their operations and with the paid parking and the enforcement, and they just continue to do a great job there. Our beach staff, I mean, they're expanding programs. The junior lifeguard program is twice as big as it ever was, and now lifeguarding in Highlands too. Everybody's really stepping up. Also, I think people from Seabright should know that the endangered species, our nesting birds, our piping plovers are really stepping it up too. So there are actually 10 pairs of piping plovers actively scratching around on our beaches. That's an endangered species, so that's some pretty phenomenal numbers. There's a couple pairs of oyster catchers, those are also protected species. And the lease terns are doing very well this year too. That means if you're walking by and a bird seems like it's about to dive bomb and swoop on your head, that's a lease tern. And they're protected. But I think people from Seabright need to understand that the bird population are flourishing, and that's why they're seeing more and more of their beaches kind of roped off for access. Finally, wanted to let the council know, I was approached by the representatives who were working to save the Sandless House out at Sandy Hook. That is Mr. Sandless founded the first beach club. That is now known as Sands Beach Club. He ran the Highland Beach Resort out on Sandy Hook back in the day. They are looking to establish a Jersey Coast Heritage Museum that will preserve the remaining history from Mr. Sandless's legacy in the Highland Beach Resort and the beginning of beach clubbing, which I think, at the Jersey Shore, which started here. They would like to see if there would be any opportunity to create a historical display in one of our new buildings. So I thought that depending on what the council's opinion on that is, then we can maybe go forward, invite them in, we can show them our building plans. They have an architect on their board to see if there's anything that would make sense. I don't know whether they're talking, some pictures on the wall, some artifacts. I'm not really sure what the extent of displays or exhibits they have in mind would be right now.
I've mentioned this a few times to Mark, so I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. Did they make any comment on the building itself?
So they're working really hard to preserve the building, but there doesn't seem to be a way to preserve it in place. It's got to be moved off of Sandy Hook, and the cost of moving and restoring the building and finding a suitable location has really been difficult for them, and they haven't really found an ideal fit. But they are moving forward on preserving this history, and so that's the genesis of the Jersey Coast Heritage Museum. And so that Heritage Museum is going to need a home What's that?
It's not going to place one.
But they would like to pursue an opportunity to, you know, to exhibit in Seabright. And then who's volunteering to sit in on that with me?
I'll sit. The one thing we have to be careful about is what, like you said, what exactly do they want us to house? Because there's a lot of Seabright history out there also, and we don't want to take up all the room just for the Sandlesses. Because there's a lot of Seabright history out there that people are going to want to donate to us to donate space. I know the clock for the old train station is out there. I would love to get that donated to us at some point, even just permanent loan or something. So the things like that are out there, and if we make people know this, they will bring in the items. So we want space available for that.
Frank, since you've been involved with buildings, I feel like you should keep your fingers in this too.
Yeah, well, sounds good.
So let them know, and they're the architect on their board. I'll let them know and invite them over and take a look at the plans and hear what they're thinking. Excellent. We have listed on our agenda, that concludes my report. We have finally an executive session to discuss litigation. Do you know if that's still necessary?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have executive session to discuss litigation, so I'll need a motion to enter into closed session. We'll briefly go into closed session, come back and adjourn the meeting with no more formal action speaking.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
Councilmembers Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
Rudy?
Yes.